Jeff and Jen Show.
The Jeff and Jen Show.
Star 94.1.
Gina is our new friend who wrote to Jen looking for advice because her boyfriend of a year wasn't giving her straight answers to the where's this relationship going question.
She just wants to make sure they're on the same page and both moving forward towards eventually a wedding and marriage and kids and all that good stuff. They both say I love you to each other, so they seem to be in a very happy relationship. But Brad does not want to answer this question. Where is it going?
He has answered it. He's answered it by saying this relationship is great. Why do we have to worry about the future?
Which in guy drives women crazy.
I know, but you just need to know how to speak guy. And the translation of that is stop asking questions.
How about you try to learn to speak girl?
Nobody,
how about that?
Ain't nobody got time for that. So Brad has agreed to come on with us.
Cool.
Gina, why don't you kind of just chill and let Jen and I start the conversation, and then we'll bring you into it as needed, okay?
Okay.
All right.
I'm here.
All right, hang. Brad, welcome to the Jeff and Jen Show.
Hey,
how
Brad.
Are you?
I'm good. I guess I have kind of an anxious girlfriend.
Maybe a little bit. We heard from Gina. She was just looking for a little bit of advice to try to figure out how to get you to answer the where is the relationship going question.
And yeah, I've got a couple text messages from people, but I guess they're listening.
Yeah.
He's like,
yeah.
Ha-ha. Sorry you're in the hot seat now. We appreciate you joining us, though. And I think we've been trying to translate between girl speak and guy speak. So we'll let you speak for yourself in why you're not really wanting to answer that question of where it's going with you and Gina.
That question. So you and Gina have been together 1 year?
Yeah, coming up on a year.
So where is this relationship going?
I mean, everything is cool right now. I mean, yeah, it's going well. It's going. We're taking it day by day. I don't.
Can you
I
see?
Have some, I, huh?
Go ahead.
I have some goals that I've set for myself in my life, and that's kind of my next step is I'm going after these personal goals, and it's great that we're together, and I'm really glad we met. But you know, there's just some things I need to take care of before, you know, that next step in the relationship. So I'm not planning anything because I'm just taking things day by day. But things are great, so I really like how things are going.
Does Gina know what some of these goals are for you?
Oh yeah, we've talked about it. I mean, I want to own a house in the next couple of years by the time I'm 30.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, after that, I want to make over six figures, and then at around like 34, 35, then I think I'd be ready to get married.
How old are you right now?
I'm 28 right now.
Okay. So you don't want to cross the marriage bridge until you're about 35.
I mean, yeah. I mean, that's the thing. I've had a lot of friends that got married, you know, after college, and my parents got married really early and had kids, and then, you know, they got a divorce. It seems to me that a lot of the relationships that I've seen, you know, work out with other people, they really kind of dated for a while and really gotten to know each other. I don't think a year is enough to really know somebody, you know?
Well, here's what I love about what you're saying is that you're really thoughtful about the whole process. You're not going to jump into anything too quickly. And as a husband, eventually you will apply all those qualities to your marriage and to your life together. So I think all of those things are great. Gina just needs an answer right about now.
Is there anything that could accelerate that plan, or would you be willing to like get engaged sooner, or should you not even be talking about that?
There are things that could accelerate this plan, and you know, Gina's amazing, so I'm not gonna say no, but I'm also not gonna say like let's do it, you
now,
know.
Now, where does the ring fall in the pecking order? Does the ring come before the house, after the house, or after the six figures?
Gina better hope it comes after the six figures.
I think somewhere during the six figures.
House first. She's gonna hear that.
Yeah.
She's gonna hear house first, ring next.
Can you Brad, will you hold on 1 second?
Sure.
Okay. Hey Gina?
Yeah.
Is there anything you want us to ask Brad? You were able to hear that whole thing, right?
Yeah, I guess I want you to ask him. I mean, I totally get that he has other priorities,
yeah,
and he is thinking this down the line.
Yep.
I guess I want you to ask him, like, does he, it doesn't seem like from what he's saying that he knows for sure that that person is going to be me. And so if you could get a concrete answer on, like, yes, when I'm 35, I want to get married, but I want to get married to Gina. Mm-hmm. Like, he's not saying that, and that's the important part to me.
Okay. We will come right back. We will ask Brad that question and get you that answer.
Okay.
Perfect. Okay.
The Jeff and Jen Show.
The Jeff and Jen Show.
Star 94.1.